Morning, Audioboo. I'm just washing up the cafetiere. It's probably about 10:15, I think, on Sunday morning. Fee is snoozing away in bed, and I'm going to make some coffee. She has very generously supplied two kinds of coffee. Just going to make sure that this cafetiere doesn't smell of fairy. She supplied two kinds of coffee. One is apparently random, and the other, I don't have a clue. But we'll find out in a second, choose which one we're going to make. And I thought that I would boo the experience, because it's about to be exciting. Right. Sounds all right. I don't think it's soapy. Inside there. And then we shall get this thing. The plungery thing. It's already got a name, like the plunger. Need a good wash, maybe rinse it off. This is Fee's metal cafetiere, which he leaves here after the cafetiere that I bought for her use here was unceremoniously cracked with a fork by yours truly. Well, cracked. Moved a whole chunk of glass. Right. Let's have a look at this coffee now. If I just stick that on top there. Look at the coffee. Right. So I presume that both of these are from Wittards. Okay. Let's just do a smell test on them first of all. This one I'm smelling through the packet. In fact, let's just stick the sellotape on it and see if we can get a better whiff of this. A whiff even. It smells quite mild actually, this one. Sort of light chocolate, sort of milk chocolatey smell. Okay, so that's mild, I think, is my inclusion on that one. Let's try the other one. And my phone is slipping somewhere. It did not slip. Right, better save that. You may or may not be able to hear in the distance the sound of people singing in the nearby church. Oh, this one's got an interesting smell. It's got a complex smell. It smells much stronger than the previous one. Almost a sort of fruitiness or spiciness to it. Let's see if I can work out what this is. Okay, this is Guatemalan Antigua, apparently. And we'll just have a look at, well, the other one presumably is Rwandan, which I can't pronounce. Why can't I say Rwanda? It says limited collection. See what it actually is, apart from limited collection. Well, maybe it is random, maybe it's not, who knows. Right, okay. Let's put some coffee into the The cafetiere. Where's it gone? Is that the one? I'll smell it again. I can't smell that one. That's that one. And smells really distinctive. I then couldn't work out which one it was. Never mind. Right, okay, so I'm going to spoon it into here for good covering in the bottom of the cafetiere. I'll take a few spoonfuls because I've only got a teaspoon to hand. Just a few in the bottom of that. How are we doing? We need a bit more for proper covering. Spread it out across the bottom. Yeah, I think that'll do us. I will fold the packet back down. Amazing, I never drank coffee, as some people already will know, before meeting feet. And now I have an espresso at least in most places I go. Do quite enjoy trying different things. Right, there we go. The kettle, I should say, is only boiled to a nearly boiling level, so it's not going to scald the coffee. Fine, I think that's up to a suitable level. Pop the plunger in the top and then leave it to brew for a bit. It does smell nice, I must say. Okay, so we'll leave that for a bit now. And come back to it in due course. Right, it's a little bit later. In fact, quite a bit later. I'm just going to push the plunger down on the coffee and hope it's still hot. Slightly distracted listening to music on Spotify. But it's nice to indulge every now and again. Yeah, I'm still pushing it down nice and slowly. Nice and slowly, here we go. There we go, reach the bottom. Check the lids on properly. I don't seem to be very good at getting this lid on properly. There we go, that feels okay. And now I'm going to pour myself a little bit. You were tasting. Okay, just a bit at the bottom of the cup here. Warning here, I'm doing this tasting with a cold, so it may not be that accurate. Okay, so it's a warming smell, sort of velvety almost. There's still a spicy edge to it, although not as much as it was when I smelt the raw ground coffee beans. Okay, I'm going to take a sip. Mmm. Oh, that's nice, actually. Real chocolatiness, actually. Tastes quite rich. There's not too much bitterness there. Quite sweet. It's quite a sort of homely taste to it. Comforting, almost. That's really nice, actually. That's very nice. I shall pour myself a little bit more and then pour Fee some as well. A bit more for me and find a cup for Fee. In my my cup filing system called the drying rack. Must have one somewhere. Oh, I know actually. Oh, Gordon Bennett, don't do that. Oh, no, don't do that. I'll just wash one up. If you can't tell what it is, it's Tom Robinson's 2468 Motorway from the album Power in the Darkness, which I was just listening to. There you go. Hope you enjoyed the boo. We shall enjoy the coffee. Hope you have a good Sunday.